This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for TR Publications and the Cloud Communications Alliance. And I'm with Jason Martin, who's the CEO of IOTAM. Jason, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Doug. Good to talk with you.
And I'm also with Dora Bloom, who's the CMO of IOTAM. Dora, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having us.
Well, this is going to be a special podcast. We're going to be talking about some very interesting products that IOTAM has and their very creative use of AI technology. So before we get into that, Jason, could you just tell us a little bit about what IOTAM is?
Yeah, sure. So IOTAM is a platform company, and we service customers with interactive voice and video through WebRTC. We have a full telephony stack, and we do RTMP HLS live streaming. We commercialize this in really four different ways. One, through a very comprehensive API that resellers, telecom resellers, can take advantage of. But then we also have the ability to service customers directly through really popular platforms like freeconference.com and TalkShoe.com, which is a podcast platform. And we do these really to ensure that the platform is getting hammered by usage, but it also gives us a really good sense of what people are looking for, what end users are looking for. And it's a great demonstration of how we can use our full CPaaS stack.
So Dora, let's learn a little bit more about some of these products. You have a product called Q, apparently.
Correct, yes. So Q is our artificial intelligent assistant, and it works in the background of your meetings, and it uses algorithms to actually transcribe your meeting very accurately. It does a few things in your post-meeting summary, including auto tags, which provides dates and times and pulls up questions. And it also pulls an emotional insight from our sentiment analysis. And it gives you a post-meeting summary that shows the overall score or tone of your meeting and where positive and negative sentences were actually used. So a lot of our customers will use this within, you know, HR will use it for interviews, and salespeople will use it for their sales meetings to really get a really good idea of the emotional tone of their overall meeting.
Tell me a little bit more about this, the utility of this. Now, is that a tool that someone needs had they actually attended that meeting, or is that more a tool for people that want to understand how meetings are going in the company?
That's a great question. We just had a call earlier this week with a very large university, and they have tons of meetings, essentially the lectures and interactive sessions going on across the university every day, every hour. There's just a lot of content being developed or communication events happening. And, you know, from the dean's perspective, it's very difficult to get a sense of how things are going, what topics are being discussed, you know, whether there are a lot of questions, how engaged the students are, how many positive or negative interactions might be going on, what topics there are. And what Q does is it creates a lot of metadata that can then be searched and can be aggregated and analyzed so that, you know, across a 60,000 person university, especially during COVID, you can get far more information and insight about what's going on in these communication exchanges. So that's what Q is really good at. On an individual basis, it allows you to, you know, review, say, entire coursework of meetings, entire record of sessions with your prof, and be able to view, you know, the content and see the topics developing, and, you know, even be able to hashtag some of it and have it put into learning management systems. But from a roll-up perspective in a large enterprise, or in this case, a large university, that roll-up data can then be put into all kinds of really interesting analysis and assessment tools, so that, you know, from a 60,000 foot view, one can really get a sense of both the emotional tone as well as the content of a lot of these exchanges, a lot of these encounters.
So why is this attractive as a product for resellers?
Well, I think especially now after COVID, there is a sense that everybody now sees the potential of remote meetings and communication technology, you know, like WebEx or freeconference.com or Zoom or Skype or Microsoft Teams. But there is a sense that, you know, a reseller would look at this and say, well, how can I differentiate myself in the market? You know, everybody offers Zoom, everybody offers WebEx, everybody offers GoToMeeting, everybody has seen it before. What can I do that's different and help my customers and my own resellers in some case, you know, provide something that's unique and value add to the customers? I think that Q, which we've got in all our products, so it's available for API use, so you can directly use it in your applications. You can get it via callbridge.com, which is our enterprise Zoom competitor product. It's in freeconference.com, and it's available in TalkShoe as well. You can add these value-added services as a reseller to your customers and differentiate against the Zooms of the world or the Microsoft Teams or others, so that when you go to your customers, if you're a reseller and you're trying to find areas of differentiation when communication is getting pretty much same as, you can offer something that's really distinct and unique. And it doesn't have, we do have a good, healthy channel program at IOTAM, but there's always opportunities to go into niches where it's underserved, right? So, you know, right now we don't have a lot in the HR space, for example. Telehealth and education are really popular sectors for us, but, you know, field services could really get a lot of value out of this. Expert services, social media, HR, as I say, there's a lot of opportunity to bringing artificial intelligence to all these conversations. So as a reseller, I would say, what can I do to prove to my customer base that I've got something unique that is value add? Using Q from IOTAM really allows you to define your brand a lot more strongly.
So, you know, Dora, everyone's talking about video, and obviously the presence of video has really been improved since the beginning of the pandemic. Can you tell me how IOTAM's API offering makes it easier to add video to any application?
Absolutely. There's a bunch of ways. With IOTAM's API, you experience customization. So you can get it into your existing app or website with exactly how you want it and where you want it. It will improve the communication of your communication with your customers. And it's an effective cloud-based solution. So it offers scalability and accessibility, and it's all centralized, and IOTAM is here to help you roll it out. And we're here to help you roll it out with rapid implementation as well. We have really high security. We are HIPAA compliant, so we provide all the ins and outs of security. And so I know that's important to a lot of customers, especially when you're adding an API into your existing application. And as Jason mentioned, it adds the additional AI capabilities. So you have the Q and the sentiment analysis if you want it. So it's really a customized API, and you can do with it as you please.
You know what? I'll just add to that, Doug. Like, mm-hmm. You know, there is an embeddable quick start program that we've got. So if you just need to put something out there really fast and just embed either one-to-one or group video, interactive video, you can do that really easily through our embeddable program. But then we also have like an SDK that allows for API direct calls, and that can allow you to really integrate some engaging video applications directly into your service offerings. And you know, as Dora mentioned, we have a very full kind of underpinning for the application, including a global MPLS network that allows us to provide service in 8 different regions around the globe. We're not just focused on North America. You could do calls, really high quality, low latency calls between, you know, Los Angeles, London, England, and, you know, Sydney, Australia, and have very low latency and be able to provide that really high quality voice and video in an immersive experience.
And now, do you guys sell directly to the end user community, or do you sell through the resellers?
Both. So, like I was saying, the platform is available as an API. So companies like, say, phone.com, for example, is a very good partner of ours. They provide video using our platform, and they do a great job with that. They have very high volumes, and our platform is able to provide that with very high uptime. We also provide through freeconference.com a massive retail-oriented free product that has some of the features that a reseller might be able to offer. But the benefit of using IOTAM over, say, Twilio or Agora is that our system is getting hammered at a very high rate. So freeconference.com is one of the most popular online video services in the world. And that gives us the ability to maintain high uptime, maintain a really good sense of what customers are looking for, but also the system is not a minor system. It is a huge global and competitive platform that gets millions and millions of minutes a month of usage. So you know that it's getting what am I trying to say?
It's a really good proof of concept.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Dora. Yeah, well said.
And you do deal with the larger enterprises directly at times too?
That we don't really do so much. So CallBridge, you can buy it directly, but we've priced it quite high, and resellers are our main route to servicing the enterprise. So we provide, via the API, via our white label services, the ability to undercut us, and you can sell it even cheaper than we're providing directly, with the same quality, same everything. It's just we've got this ability to also have a lot of usage on the system, but for the resellers, they have the relationships. They're the ones who have the call centers and the accounts that are servicing very large customers, and we're here to support the reseller community.
And our podcast today is for also the Cloud Communications Alliance, and it sounds like for the CCA members, there's a lot of partnership opportunity here.
Yeah, I mean, we would really like to see strong uptake by CCA. We have several CCA members who are already using us as a reseller. We'd love to have more.
Well, that's interesting. And Dora, have you been reaching out to the CCA community?
That is something that we are going to start doing more. I actually just started this position at IOTAM, so I'm looking to make more contacts. So if anybody wants to get in touch with me, please shoot me an email.
Dora@IOTAM.com.
Well, I'm also very happy that we were able to report that news, and also congratulations on your appointment at IOTAM. Well, guys, this has been really interesting as a podcast to get going here with our friends at the Cloud Communications Alliance, and also for our readers and listeners at TR Publications. Where can we learn more about IOTAM?
IOTAM.com, IOTUM.com.
All right, a good place to visit for everybody. I know we're going to be having another podcast soon and sort of diving even deeper into some of these topics, but for now, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Go Leafs.
All right.